It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Happy Monday, another day in paradise. Here we are. It is 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making Mondays great. A lot of stories. Gators had a tough loss to Georgia Bulldogs, 34-20, but the Gators were in it into the fourth quarter. DJ Lagway, though, quarterback, hurt. Aiden Warner, walk-on, took over. Did okay, a little, you know, mistake here and there, but, I mean, in fact, he didn't even practice in the spring. Guy's taking a few snaps. There he gets thrown out there in front of, I don't know, 80,000 people or something. Yeah. Anyway, the performance overall wasn't terrible. All right, and we had a shot. We had a shot. All right, so you got that going on. Well, tonight, Bucks going to Kansas City. Can they beat Mahomes and company?
Mm.
Mahomes.
We'll see.
I say yes. I'm looking for the upset there.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You optimist. You.
Some people might say, take the Bucks and the points if it's offered. I think it's 9, maybe. Yeah. All right, we've got a special guest coming up from Horse Farms Forever, and we are going to talk to him. His name is Mark Emery. This guy's won award filmmaker, musician, photographer, National Geographic. I mean, he's done a lot, and he wants to talk about Horse Farms Forever and the Springs, how they actually, you know, play a synergistic role, if I can use that.
Pretty important folks
from corporate
here.
America back in the
yes.
day.
Uh-huh.
Very synergistic.
Yeah.
Well, it is. We can run, but we can't hide. It is. We're right on the eve of destruction. The eve of an election.
Thanks, Barry McGuire.
Yeah. It's. This is Governor Kathy Hochul. She's the governor of New York, and she believes voters are anti-American and anti-woman if they support Republican candidates.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not.
And it's not very true.
No.
Hochul's smear follows a pattern by the Democratic Party of demonizing its political opponents. Yeah, used to be, look at us. We've got the better ideas. Look at what we want to do. Look at what we have done. Well, the Democrats cannot do that. Well, not successfully.
He's Hitler. He's a dictator. Gotta ruin democracy.
That's all they have. And basically, they're playing from the Karl Marx playbook that says, you know, you call your enemy what you are. Claim your enemy is doing what you're doing. That's exactly what they've been engaging in.
We see it over and over and over.
And so Stefanik, Elise Stefanik, the Republican from New York, she responded to this. She said, first they called us deplorables, then they called us Nazis, then Joe Biden called us garbage.
It's true.
Then they said no strong, intelligent women support Trump. Referencing what Mark Cuban said.
One of your favorite people.
Now Kamala Harris, top surrogates. Kathy Hochul is one of her, I guess, top supporters. The worst and most unpopular governor in America calls voters anti-woman, even anti-American, if they support Republicans. And, yeah, I mean, this is not shocking at all. That's all the Democrats have. They've got that, and let's kill fetuses. That's their thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
And the sad part is, apparently, according to a lot of the polls, you know, this is a dead heat. This is neck and neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, open the border, kill the babies. There you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, open the border, kill the babies.
Kill American babies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not killing the other.
No, not at all.
So what does Tim Walz have to say about this? This guy seems like a...
Is he still out there?
He seems like a reasonable guy.
Maybe actually, not so he's much. More of a...
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Hey, Mo! He might be the missing stooge. Like the missing link. Could be the missing...
But he just never quite made the cut.
Oh. Anyway, yes, he claimed that former President Donald Trump is a dictator trying to overturn the Constitution. Like I said, they say a lot of things about Republicans and Trump as a candidate and all that. But, I mean, they can't even get close to what's true. In fact, they're taking the opposite approach. What makes anybody think that Trump is going to overturn the Constitution? The Constitution and Trump are side by side. They're on the same side. Mm-hmm. It's the Democrats who want to destroy the Constitution. They're the ones that want to pack the Supreme Court. They're the ones that don't want true free speech. They're into censoring. They call any opposing opinion disinformation. That you're trying to unravel the Constitution. What about the Second Amendment? That's in there. All they talk about is ban, 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 gun control, gun control, gun control. They're fixated on that. And wherever it has been utilized, crime rates, in fact, actually tend to go up. Chicago, great example there. So where do you come, where does it even come up? Like, don't you have to have something that may have just a kernel of truth attached to it, even if it's very, very tenuous?
Not anymore. They've gotten really crazy with the stuff they say. Well, like you mentioned the gun thing. Oh, yeah, Trump wants to take guns away from black men. What? I mean, where do they come up with this stuff?
And Kamala even said, yeah, that Trump was going to, you know, take away the Second Amendment, which she's the one that's talked about gun bans over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just that, look, they do this because their lies have been effective. That's the only reason. They have nothing else to run on, and that kind of lying's been effective. There are people that believe the lies. Obama did it.
Oh, yeah.
Obama did the... There's fine people on both sides.
Oh, that again.
That from Charlottesville, that is a complete fabrication, a lie, taken completely out of context. It has been debunked over and over again. But to their base, the people that are tuned into only the mainstream media, to them, that actually was said and occurred in their mind. Telling a lie over and over again has been an effective tool for the Democrat Party. What does that say about their voters? Well, I'm not going to call them names like the Democrats are doing to Republicans, but let's just say...
Deceived?
Yeah.
It's a nice way of putting it.
And easily deceived, because even when you're faced with the truth, you run away from it. You bury your head.
I mean,
you go, la, la, la.
I had an anti-Trumper back when the whole... comment was supposedly made. Oh, no. I heard him say it. I've done my research. I'm thinking, yeah, you watch CNN take it out of context. That's what you saw. That's your research.
Yep. Immigration is remaking the nation, and that's a good thing, according to Senator John Fetterman, who must have fell down and hit his head recently. He was doing so well.
He was on a roll of saying good, positive things. He really was.
Undeniably, immigration is changing our nation. He was on with Joe Rogan. I've spent a lot of time in Texas, but it's very clear that immigration has remade Texas, and I think generally it's a good thing. Hmm. Well, now wait a second. Texas, of all the states you want to pick on, are you saying they lack diversity there? Because nothing could be further from the truth. They have one of the largest Hispanic populations in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? This is a good thing. Immigration there is a good thing. Immigration might be a better thing for, I don't know, Massachusetts.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, but when you show up there, they send you someplace else.
That is true.
There's that little detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want you there.
Yep.
Somebody else's backyard they're good with. But, you know.
And then he did a little zigzag, too, after, you know, in the it's a two-hour interview. He portrayed himself as both pro-immigration mm-hmm. and pro-enforcement.
Okay.
Clearly, this is a man, if you've seen his size, has had his cake and also eaten it, too.
And probably yours as well.
And I'll have another piece.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? It is 7:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, please. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raise the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupting the great
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is 7:21, time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But you're welcome to call in now. If you don't get through right away, please call back 877-975-9825. And let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's making you smile?
What's bugging me, Bob?
Bugging. Sorry.
Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is going around and he's having these press conferences trying to get people to go against Amendment 3. And he's saying that he doesn't want people to vote yes on Amendment 3 because it's a monopoly and that you won't be able to grow your own. And I'm thinking, what's bugging me is that he's had 6 years to use that same bully pulpit to get legislators and get people on board with some kind of a legislation. It would have headed that monopoly off at the path.
Exactly right, and we could say that about other amendments as well. It's the legislature, but you're right. He's got the bully pulpit. He could direct them in certain areas. And so, they're afraid to touch the issue. They might lose some voters or whatever. They should have dealt with it one way or another. Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I'm fairly confident that once the polls close tomorrow night, the vote-counting antics begin in the swing states. I don't know if it was Atlanta, but that's where they declared water main break, sent everybody home. It was a clogged toilet deep in the night. I think they pulled 4 black cases out from under tables and got back to counting without observers, so let the antics begin. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, hopefully we've got enough observers, but that doesn't mean they can necessarily stop it if they're just observing it. Yeah, that's a problem. Let's go to Kay. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is we need to cut them off at the pass, and how we do that is with group of prayer. And it's bugging me that we haven't used our power group prayer. Jesus taught us all through his word that this is the power that we have, and we can use it to call the angels, and we can use it to help ourselves. And there's a prayer happening starting at 6 p.m. today. Pray America across America in every time zone at 6 p.m. their time. We are praying for God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're saving our republic, saving our country. And that prayer is going out for 4 hours across this land, and I'm going to be there for all 4 hours. Hope you can join me. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, finally, social media was good for something, passing along the word
exactly.
on that.
Yeah.
Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me, I called you last week about a story I got from Yahoo News that ABC affiliate WNEP-TV in Scranton, Pennsylvania, had posted during the Mexico Formula One race that they were airing, they had a graphic pop up on the screen that showed Kamala had won the election in Pennsylvania against Trump by 2 or 3 million votes or something. And they were asked about it, and they asked them, well, you know, how did that happen? What was that? And they said they were testing the system. So what were they testing? Testing to make sure she won? Or what? You know, they're trying to steal this election. And Jamie Raskin, you know, are you still there?
Yeah, I don't like him either.
Jamie Raskin said that they're going to cancel Trump if he wins by the 14th Amendment. I heard it on a video that Jimmy Dore played on his YouTube channel.
nothing is crazy and out of bounds, it would seem now. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is twice today, I was leaving outside of Archer, and I get behind a lawn trailer, and we pull into the little Jiffy store there at Parker Road, and I say, you have no brake lights or trailer lights. Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, I know somebody that ran into the back end of a trailer because they couldn't see it, and they ended up dying. And then I'm on Newberry Road, and somebody is driving towards Tower Road, a lawn care. This is just an open trailer. No tail lights, no brake lights, and no license plate.
Wow, yeah. And I worked feverishly to make sure that my lights were working for my trip. For, you know, I mean, it's just something you have to do.
Common sense here, people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
So, Peanut the squirrel and Jeff the raccoon were investigated probably more than any Epstein client and considerably more than any illegal immigrant that's come to this country. And it's just a reminder, Bob, of how much that the government really does hate its people and how much we really don't hate our government. Hopefully that'll change on Tuesday. We can remember what it means to be Christians and Americans when we finally face tyranny, just like Peanut the squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bob.
Poor yeah,
Peanut.
Good point.
He was a good squirrel, too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I just hope we, I went to church yesterday and I went to the polls last Wednesday. I hope we get out of the pews and get to the polls and just don't talk about God helping us. God helps those who help themselves. Get out and vote, or we're going to have to deal with more nonsense like this for the next 4 years. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for their participation. And What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, special guest Mark Emery from Horse Farms Forever, talking about this spring's going to be the keynote speaker at a special event coming up. We'll tell you all about it after the break right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Down to the wire.
God saved me for a purpose.
This.
He has no plan.
Is.
I will massively cut taxes.
It.
The middle class and working families first.
Vote. Then get full results on The Sky.
November 5th, 2024. That will be Liberation Day in America.
Tuesday night at 9. Full election night results.
If we don't have great elections, then we don't have a country.
Then post-election perspective you won't get anywhere else with The Bob Rose Show. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And some of your top stories, well, you know by now, probably the Gators lost 34-20 against Georgia. Heartbreaker. The big heartbreaker, though, is DJ Lagway hurt. Not sure to the severity of his injury. A hamstring, I believe, but they're going to look for further results on that. In the meantime, though, we've got a very special guest in the studio, Mark Emery. He's a guest of horse farms forever, and he's going to be the keynote speaker at a special event I'll let him tell you about. But this guy's a filmmaker, a photographer. He's worked and does work for National Geographic. He even works on the soundtrack side of it. Very exciting stuff. Mark Emery, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Bob.
It is such a pleasure to have you here. And I, you know, I tried to catch up on your bio a little bit, and then it's just, wow, what a life that you have led and continue to lead, spending, what, half of your time in Alaska and half your time in Marion County, right?
Yes, sir. Did been doing that. Actually, it's getting to be a habit now. I spent 40 years in Alaska going remote, and we're 300 miles from the nearest connecting road, so we have bears walking right by where we live and in the summertime. And then come back down here, and, of course, we're working with alligators underwater and working with manatees and lots of other species that are native to Florida.
So if you're up in Alaska, National Geographic says, hey, we got a gig for you. You got to travel, get on the plane, travel some more, and vice versa. Wow. Okay. And so now you can see maybe there's more time and more focus and things going on right in your backyard. You mentioned the Everglades. How are you involved in what's going on there?
Well, we worked on a number of films, and some of the first two films we did were the first two films done on the python invasion of the Everglades. They figure now there's over 100,000 pythons there. You can't see them if you go zipping by in an airboat. You're not going to see any pythons. What they're doing is they're laying just under the water, and just their nares or their nostrils will be sticking up just a little bit above the water. So we had a guy with a tracker, and we're 15 feet away from a 15-footer, and we couldn't see him. And two of us have done tons of snake
catching. You're looking right where you know he is, yeah. And can't see him.
And we finally saw the nares or those little nostrils, and the guy slipped a noose on him and pulled him out. It was 15 feet long. So
my goodness. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll get a handle on that, but because you were sharing with us that is just absolutely extinguishing the wildlife down there.
Right. And so there's more focus up here to film in our area now because we don't have that problem. We still have good bird populations, and we have a great amount of different things going on in the wild that are not affected by pythons.
One of the purposes of you coming on today is to talk about the fact that you're the keynote speaker for the 4th Annual Conservation Summit. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a celebration of springs, and there'll be a three of us speaking, but I'm the keynote speaker, and what we're going to do is develop a whole look at how springs affect not only the economy of the area, but the ecology of the area. We have birds that pass through and use Silver Springs as a buffet on their way north or south. And you have manatees that are now in 25 to 30. Some people think as many as 50 manatees in there have gotten through the locks by the dam and are now reproducing in Silver Springs, another attraction. And then we have other populations that have grown back, white-tailed deer, turkeys, and all are doing really, really well overall. So it's gotten to be a great local attraction again. At one point, there was 1 million people a year coming through Silver Springs, and now it's growing back. So
yeah, and you have some experience in the past with Silver Springs, right?
Yes, I got lucky. I grew up in Ocala, and we had Ross Allen around was our hero, and so I got to work at the Reptile Institute milking rattlesnakes and wrestling alligators for $3 an hour. And and then we also worked on the glass-bottom boats. We drive the glass-bottom boats, and you learn to drive that. It's like a kind of a Winnebago on the water. It doesn't have a rudder or anything, so it's a different training exercise to drive one of those little things with 25 people on board. It's a bunch of pounds to move around.
And I've seen some that have been in a dry dock now, and mm-hmm. they look like some of those had been around for a long time.
Exactly. Some of the same ones they're driving now were there when I worked there in 1973.
Wow. That's fantastic. So what about our springs? Do you think we're in a decent situation? They're healthy. Are we doing what we can to protect them? Because I also know Florida's growing as well. It's going to have some impact.
Yeah, it does. And just to let you know, I'm an independent. I don't think water is Democratic or Republican. I think we all need it. And in the case of that, what's happening, the most concern is to how many people are going to be using the water, which is growing exponentially, as you know, and then also the quality of the water. And the quality of water right now is more nitrates than ever, more nitrogen in the water. So that can come from fertilizer is a common cause, from lots and lots of golf courses and lots of people using it. And just there are other ways to fertilize and not have that problem. So there's some things that people can do. I'm a cinematographer. I'm not a hydrologist or something.
Right, really, right. Actually, but you're somebody who's been around in that. Yeah. In other words, you know, your life on this planet, you've probably seen changes.
Yeah. What happened is we started a dive team about 10 years ago to clean the bottom because there was so much algae growing from the nitrates that it was covering up the statues that they use in their talk with the glass-bottom boats. The bottoms of the glass-bottom boats, glass was getting algae on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough to stick onto something like that. And so we would clean it off once a month. So every once a month, we're all down there, 10 of us are diving and cleaning and doing all that. Just, you know, we take a lot from the springs, but we don't get much back, to be honest with you.
I wonder if a time will come where we will come up with some sort of treatment. We've seen these different blooms that have occurred in different areas, the Indian River and the Caloosahatchee, things like that. And so I wonder if we're not going to have at some point some sort of treatment plant to treat even the what we would consider the most pristine water in the state,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
We'll have to take action on that. So you're actually a guest of the Horse Farms Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're the ones that are bringing you in as the keynote speaker. And what do you hope to accomplish through this celebration of the springs?
Well, just a general awareness. The group that follows them are a lot of them are horse farm owners or cattle ranches and people like that. And those folks just are great about doing things for their land and taking care of their land. And this may be some more guidance and education as to what's there. And also celebrating them in the sense that, you know, we've been to 35 countries. We've been in a lot of places in the world, and there is no collection of springs like between Orlando and the Georgia line. We have 1,000 springs. 700 of them are well known, and so some of them are on private properties. They contribute tons of water to everything, to the Suwannee, to the Withlacoochee, to the Ocklawaha, and a lot of the springs get covered up by the Rodman Dam backup thing, and that's
because they say there's a whole bunch right there that are covered in maybe, 8-10 feet of water?
Right, and then it's also drowning a cypress forest there that's been drowned at Payne's Landing for many, many years, and so that we'll talk about as well. And there's an effort statewide, 70% of the people want the dam gone, and few people clustered in that county want to keep it staying where it is. So.
We dealt with that issue, my goodness, when I came here 22, yes, almost 23 years ago. Yes, it was a big issue then, and it's kind of like the wildlife we talked about adapted very, very well to the dam itself, but we don't think about those other changes beneath the surface of the water, like you say, in those springs, and what impact it could have overall. In fact, I never really even thought about it until you just brought it up.
Yeah, the floating vegetation over the top, when it dies or gets sprayed or whatever, it'll go on the bottom, and now that spring changes. You know, it's got a false bottom on it. The real problem, though, is that underwater-wise, I was fishing guide on Lake George for a little bit, and the stripers in there are the southernmost group of striped bass in the United States, probably in the world, and they run all the way to Silver Springs historically. And catfish also went all the way there. The dam stopped those migrations. And there are also eels that come in the Sargasso Sea, and they're anadromous fish. They move in and out of fresh and salt water. And so all those species and several others that are much smaller use that waterway like an avenue back and forth to where they're supposed to be. And they can't get by the dam. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, look, we hear about it in California.
Yeah.
You had hydroelectric. You had a real reason and a purpose for the dams. And now they prevent some of the fish to get upstream.
Yep.
That's a problem. But then you also look at the needs in California of agriculture and other things. So you try to strike a balance. And I'm sure those are the things you're going to be talking about.
Well, in the case of this one, there's no hydroelectric involved.
Right.
It's just a leftover from
when they tried to do that canal across the state. I'm no expert in that area, but I'm like, you're going to cut across this swath of sand and dirt and limestone and wonder if there's going to be a problem.
Right. And your seawater is at almost water level across Florida, so you're going to get saltwater intrusion. There was a lot of things wrong with it. To see how far back that went, a guy named Horatio Dexter in 1824 from Micanopy thought it would be a good idea to get so he could get supplies to Micanopy and put a canal in here.
Great theory.
The event is a Thursday, November 14th, celebration of the springs. Mark Emery and folks, you should get out your search engine, DuckDuckGo, and check it out, because what an interesting guy. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Same here, Bob.
All right.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, Greg.
It is 7:45. We still have a lot of subjects to get to, including lefty media surprises and a little visit on SNL. That's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky. We're making Mondays great, doing our best. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:51. Hey, we're going to have Governor DeSantis on, I think, for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. Just to make sure you don't miss it, grab the Bob Rose Show podcast. All you have to do is click on subscribe, and then you'll be able to get to us anytime, pretty much anywhere. And just a quick note on our previous guest, Mark Emery. What a great guy. I mean, you could just tell he loves what he's doing, and he mm-hmm. did give us a little tip off that coming up sometime in the future. They pretty much put it together, but this took like 5 years. He's a part of it, a lot of the Florida stuff, but they're basically doing, NBC is actually going to be doing this big special that'll go, you know, all the way from like Alaska all the way down to South America, and it's a 10-part, I believe, one hour per series. And look, this is a major production. Lots of money was spent. Tom Hanks is even doing like the voice work on it. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And the way that they can capture mm-hmm. nature, you know, when that's their gig, that's their thing.
It's amazing.
It is. It brings it all brings it to life, so to speak.
Well, we don't have to get nose to nose with crocodiles and Burmese pythons.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot safer on the big TV in your living room with a, you know, whatever. But
I like nature all around me, but just not too close.
Exactly.
I guess is how
you don't
I
want to be
it.
A part of it is what we're saying here.
Kamala Harris promising more housing for younger voters, but she's also hiding her plans to import more migrants for her new housing. What?
Whoops.
Our nation's housing supply is too low. I agree. Your rent is too high. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Said that in a campaign closing stop video. And it's simply a matter of supply and demand. She says, my housing plan will cut red tape and create incentives for development so we can build 3 million new homes during my first term. Well, wait a second. She's in the middle of her first term as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she failed to want to deal with the border czar, you know, label that she was given.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her saying, you know what, I'd rather be the housing czar and let me get started on cranking up, because clearly she's part of the open borders. So she knew the demand on housing was increasing, yet didn't seem to take action. In fact, mm-mm. the only action that she really took was being the tie-breaking vote on the bill that spent us into actual huge inflation.
So you bring the people in, you put them in the housing that now means other people don't have the housing, which means there's a higher competition, which means the price goes up. Then you say, if you give me another chance, I'll fix it.
Yeah, kind
of. After you kind of caused it.
Yes.
I'm just trying to be very simple.
Give me a promotion based on my utter failures.
It doesn't work.
Give
that
me
way.
A promotion based on my fail. Can you imagine?
No.
Going to our boss. Hey, Peter. I know I'm only billing $12 a month, but if you make me the sales manager,
yes.
By God, I will turn these other idiots around. They'd be like, I don't think that meeting would last very long.
No.
Yeah. So this pitch she's throwing out there, obviously, aimed at younger voters who have seen their rents go up.
Sure.
In due to large part to Joe Biden's high migration, low-wage economic strategy, the whole inflation, all of that. And rents are going to keep rising because Kamala Harris has promised to, she's going to ease the inflow of migrants via changes in asylum law, chain migration, and amnesty. She's going to ease the inflow. That's what she says.
That doesn't really make any sense, but it's consistent.
Yeah, she's going to ease the inflow, meaning what, restrict it? She said something along the lines that would result in importing almost 4 million migrants in 2025. And could be 12.3 million during her first 4 years. So I don't know if you'd call that like, you know, cutting back.
And do most of these migrants have the money to buy one of these homes that she's talking about? I mean, really?
Well,
unless we're helping with it.
Well, if they're coming from China,
oh,
and they've agreed to help the Chinese Communist Party, which you
whether you agree mm-hmm. with or not, you're going to be helpful to them. They
yes.
promise you that.
It's highly suggested.
They could also maybe help to front your home as long as you're reporting back to them and are of some value to them. Gee, that could not impact, I don't know, national security, could it?
But what happened to when having an immigration system was to benefit this country by bringing people in who had education in certain areas, whether it's business or medical? Why are we doing it to benefit other countries?
Because it is about creating chaos and lowering the standard of living for all Americans, because the big picture is this kind of one world government, follow the lead of the United Nations. For whatever reason, their kind of their agenda is, we can't, as long as America's sovereign, we are not going to be able to completely tell them what to do. Think about that. All right. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.